You forget we're the only family Alfie's got.
Hello.
I'm pregnant.
Whose is it?
It's Matt's. Jesus.
Pete's first wife died. I don't know if you knew her.
Angela.
Pete and Millie really miss her.
Of course they do. Come Christmas, you and Mary Poppins will be out of here.
Fingers crossed.
I need a job.
Rule of mine, I never punch a woman in Primark.
Keep your head. Stay safe. Come home.
Tell me this gets easier.
It doesn't.
Homefront. Back gardens of a row of suburban houses. Claire Skinner as Claire. Claire Higgins as Paula. Nicola Stevenson, Louise. Antonia Thomas, Tasha. A black Labrador walks across the rain-wet patio of a neat garden. Warren Brown, George Costigan, Greg Wise. Day, Claire and Pete are Skyping.
So we land in the morning. Usual hurry up and wait, but I should be home for dinner. Is that time enough to get your nails done?
Nails, hair, you won't recognise me.
Any joy with the wedding venue? What was Wheatford Hall like?
Stunning.
Well, if you like it, go ahead and book it. Don't wait for me. Oh, and I need my mess dress for Saturday. Can you take it to the cleaners?
Yep, okay. My first regimental dinner.
The kids go off to school, okay? I thought I'd catch you now. Calm after the storm.
I think somebody's just come to the door. I
can't wait for tomorrow.
Me neither. Love you. Bye.
You too,
oh, God, too much noise, guys. Honestly, I could really do without this morning.
Claire, tell him!
Sam, come on, don't read her text. You wouldn't like it, would you?
Freak!
Claire to teenage Sam.
Has she got a boyfriend?
Yes.
He lopes off, leaving Claire surprised. She checks her watch.
Please.
Mess suit, or did he say dress suit?
Mum?
No, you can't stay off school to book concert tickets.
A sadistic twist. Tickets go on sale at 10. You'll need to be online at around 5 too. PC and laptop.
Which waistcoat did he mean? He's gonna look like a ringmaster. Hello, Claire Marshbrook. Oh, hi, Melanie. Yeah, I'm with a client. Yes, I'll call you as soon as I'm available. Okay, bye.
The last tour sold out in 14 minutes.
I won't forget. Ah, Wheatford Hall. Wheatford Hall, Wheatford Hall. I know. Well, yes, I understand that now, Mrs. Harper, which is why I want to get these things ironed out as soon as possible. Yes.
You giving her Mrs. Harper?
Claire's halfway through the trial. You said you'd every confidence.
I know, but Mrs. Harper.
Claire's on the phone at the kitchen design shop.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So it's...
Thank you. Yes, we can. Okay, well, look, you've got my mobile number, so you can call me any time. Yeah. All right, then.
When our Finn was half his age, we were stationed in Germany. Didn't know a soul. Would have loved my mum and Anne for advice.
Yeah. My mum's not the advice type.
He's demented. I remember one time our Andy coming back from manoeuvres.
Tasha gets up.
What did he say?
Julie looks worried as Keely hurries after Tasha. Tasha's in the kitchen and spits out water as Keely knocks. Tasha opens the door of the salon kitchen.
Just came over me. Don't dare apologise.
Keely can take over.
I'm fine, Dan, really.
But you're not, are you? And I feel for you, you know I do. But our clients are army wives too, and they want to be able to talk about their husbands.
It's not that.
Take some time out and come back when you're feeling stronger.
Do you know what? Stick your poxy job.
She don't mean that.
You're upset.
I'm pissed off. Matt were right. I am too good for this place.
She grabs her coat and leaves the salon. Claire's home with shopping and dry cleaning.
Hi. Oh, you haven't eaten, have you?
Just a snack.
I've just bought dinner. Loads extra in case Millie wanted to invite her boyfriend. Oh, I want to meet him. Do you know if he's in her class?
No, I don't know and I don't care. Did you get seated or standing?
Do you want the good news or the bad news?
Hmm? Right waistcoat, wrong jacket.
Well, that isn't mess dress.
Forget about the suit! Did you get the tickets? Sadistic twist.
Sam storms out. Tash, Cheryl and Alfie.
Go on, sweetie, go feed the birds. Oh, go on.
Oh, look at that one over there.
We can't get away with this. You need to hit him where it hurts. Set up in competition.
Matt's car sat there gathering dust. You could be doing waxing, nails, spray tans.
Pregnant with a toddler under my feet.
Look, if we got a place together, you'd have me on hand. You know, I could mind the kids, do the books. You'll have Matt's insurance, you know, when it comes. And I told you, I've got a little bit put by.
I don't know.
You know, we've done enough depending on other people. Glenn, Dan, Paula.
Matt.
Love, it's time me and you started depending on each other.
Tash looks thoughtful. Dressed all in black, Sam's lying on his bed with his laptop. The door opens and a white hanky is waved.
It's not funny, Mum.
Claire enters.
Sorry.
Everyone's bragging about it online.
I know, but the phones were solidly engaged.
Just got row D. When I met him, he was into JLS.
Adam's outside Paula's with flowers.
Hello, stranger. Those for me.
She takes them and he follows her into the house.
I thought you'd forgotten where we lived.
These mean streets won't patrol themselves. You making an album?
I've ordered a portrait. There's a woman who does them free for Forces families. Hey, don't tell Howard. Right?
It's okay.
She stares at a photo of Matt in uniform.
You haven't picked that one.
It's him to a T.
As a soldier.
That's what we made him. If he had his time again, I'd say sod duty, be like everybody else. Bring a bit of maintenance to Tasha, grab a rucksack. Get your suntan in Thailand, not Elmond. Look after number one.
You don't mean that.
Too much, too soon.
He puts his arm round her shoulder.
He was a dad. A husband. A hero and a cracking mate. He packed more into 20-odd years than most people do into 60.
Louise is Skyping Jo. She's done up for a night out in a skimpy black dress.
All right, flash in the flesh. You sure it's just a night with the girls?
I'll send you photographic evidence if you like.
She puts on her watch.
Julie's got some making up to do. She reckons she lost Tasha her job. Don't be like that.
Well, she'll spend the whole night slagging me. They all will.
You won't get a look in, mate.
There's a cottage for sale in Mulroyd Edge. I've sent you the link. I've been searching since. I could sign off, make this my last tour, pull our fingers out. We could be in by Christmas. Say something.
I didn't think you were serious.
Yeah, three beds, nice garden. Book a viewing. It won't stay on the market long.
I will.
She looks up as Claire knocks at the window.
I love you.
She kisses her hand and touches the screen. Claire and Millie walk in.
Thank you. You're a lifesaver. Right, the Pringles are yours, no matter what Hannah says, and the number for the Italian's on the pad, just in case my mobile doesn't work.
Go. Have fun.
Thanks.
Claire smiles warmly at Millie and leaves with Louise. Millie waits a moment, then gets her phone out.
They're gone.
She lets her hair loose. Cheryl's in a restaurant on a call. Tash sits alone at a table.
You could try it, but you get locked up. Sweetheart, there's always a party in your trousers.
Tash glances at a smoochy couple and looks peeved.
I'm not going to tell you, am I? No, I've got to go now. No, I'm busy. Get lost. Auntie Marion.
Claire and Louise arrive.
She's brought her mother. You might need a few drinks after all.
Hi.
Hiya.
Claire, this is Cheryl.
Tash as well.
Yeah, Mario thought we were sisters. Nice to meet you, Claire.
You too. Hi.
Sorry,
Andy rang. I wasn't expecting him. Where's Keely? Babysitting Alfie.
Well, she offered. Right, ladies, I thought we'd start the night off with a bang.
Oh, well, I'm driving. You're saving me points for dessert.
Great. Well, worse luck won't not. Can we tempt you, Mario?
Oh, grazie.
No. Yeah. There's to it.
Julie's watching Louise.
How's Joe?
Lovely. He wants us to buy a house. He's talking like the man I married.
Is this the tosser who's playing away?
Mom.
So we're amongst friends. Good luck to you.
A toast to the tosser.
Tosser. Well, Joe's a fool, but I'm glad you've got the chance to put it right.
We're lucky.
So, Claire, how are you settling in?
Good, good, yeah. Pete's back tomorrow and, Millie, that's my stepdaughter, she's been a bit of a handful, but she's got a boyfriend, a part-time job, thanks to Howard, so she's really buckling down.
At Louise's, Millie and her boyfriend are making out on the sofa. He unbuttons her top. Back at the restaurant, Cheryl's topping up glasses. Louise.
She makes me tired just looking at her. New house, new fella, new job, wedding to organise. Have you told Pete about the job yet?
No, because I'm still on trial.
And work or with Pete?
Both, I think.
I mean, you know what it's like with calls home. You've got to pick your moments.
Don't you think he'll notice?
Breakfast at the Barthams. Pass the butter, darling. Darling.
Oh, fair play to her. She's got to wedge your bets. Just because you've got the ring don't mean you'll make it to the altar.
How long have you known her?
Face to face. Did you meet online?
Yeah.
Get over yourself. It's the future.
No offence.
Well, everyone's got baggage. Get it all out there. You're a widow, single, mother of two. If you don't like it, bust a jog on.
Mother of two?
Louise. Tash smiles.
It's something to celebrate.
You're pregnant.
Louise walks round the table and gives Tash a hug.
Oh. Don't tell anyone, will you? Not till after the scanning.
She's paranoid about Paula.
I think it's something we should celebrate, don't you? And Louise's new start.
Yeah.
Excuse me, could we have some champagne, please?
Oh, right. I'm a bit sick. It's not for your face.
It was great.
What was it, Prosecco? Can we have another one?
Thanks.
Julie joins Louise.
Can you not just forget your diet for one night? If not for me, for Tasha.
I'm just trying to stop you making a fool of yourself.
It's just a couple of glasses.
It's Joe. That's why Andy rang me tonight.
What?
He's been seeing me, Nikki. It's not over. I nearly didn't come tonight.
No. No. No, you've not heard him. I've been in tears. He's been in tears.
I promised. After last time, I'd be straight with you.
No, he swore blind. He couldn't.
I'm your best mate. Do you think I want to break your heart? I'm sorry.
We've ordered 3 cheesecakes and 5 spoons. I've got to go, I'm sorry.
What? Is it the kids? Has Millie caught?
Oh, I'll run her home.
What's going on?
So that's what all the fuss is about.
Millie and Rob spring up from the sofa at the sound.
I swear, a bomb would have been easier than this.
Louise and Claire walk in just as Millie and Rob are putting their clothes on.
What the hell are you doing?
Not babysitting my kids, I can see that.
Louise marches off. Millie looks crushed.
You, and so did Louise.
I'm so sorry.
I thought Rob was a boy from school.
I never told you that.
I mean, how old is he? 19, 20?
He cares about me.
Oh, Millie, if he cared about you, he'd wait until you were 16. You know he could be put on the sex offenders register for this.
Was he your first?
Millie nods.
Oh, God, we're going to have to tell your dad.
No.
Millie, I'm not your mum. It's not my call.
Please.
Millie's close to tears. Claire looks pensive. Day, a quiet close of neat modern houses. At Louise's, her two little girls are drawing. Louise picks up her phone and checks the caller ID. Joe. After a moment, she rejects the call and chucks the phone on the sofa. The landline phone's on the dining table. She walks over to it and stares. At home, Millie's in school uniform.
Big
Claire. I should go and apologise to Louise.
No, she's got enough on her plate.
Sam's in the kitchen.
That was Pete.
He notes Claire's glance at Millie.
What?
Did he leave a message?
Yes, he's landed safely in Bryce Norton. ETA Laysham, 1,700 hours. Have you walked the dog, collected the suit and booked the wedding venue? Oh, and negotiated world peace.
Millie goes.
What's up now?
Nothing.
Please yourself.
He stomps out.
Oh, Sam, don't be like that.
Let Nana wipe your face.
That's disgraceful.
Jumped 4 hours pushed.
He said she was depressing the clients.
Well, this is one client who won't be going back. You should tell the Chronicle.
Oh, yeah, and give him free publicity. No chance. I'm starting up in competition.
Is that right?
Yeah. Price and supplies at the moment. Treatment tables, spray tan machines.
Well, that won't come cheap.
No, Matt's insurance will cover it.
So he didn't die in vain.
And the beauty of mobile beauty is the world your lobster. What she's doing here now, she could be doing in Spain in a few months' time.
You're not serious.
Paula stares.
Fresh start, why not?
Book him while you've still got the chance.
Howard's in the shop listening. Tash, Cheryl and Alfie walk off.
Why did you do that?
Paper!
Invent some stupid tale about Spain.
I don't know. It just came to me in a flash.
You know, what can me and you do in Spain?
Everything we could do here, only better. Sunnier. Tash, I could get us a flat in an hour. Come Sunday, we could be building sandcastles.
Yeah, I'll pass you a paper.
The expats would love you. The kids would be bilingual. When he walks into a room, it won't go quiet.
The kids need to know their dad was.
Hey, you don't need a gravestone for that. He's in here. Forever. Wherever.
Cheryl puts her hand on her chest. Tash stares at her. Then they all keep walking. At the kitchen design shop, Claire sits at a desk opposite her colleague, who gives her a note.
Janice from Wheatford Hall rang. Something about a wedding package?
Sorry. I did ask her not to call me at work.
And Mrs. Harper rang about the snagging list.
It's a list now.
I've booked her in so you can take her through the range of Corian colours.
When?
4:45.
Not a problem, is it?
No, not for me. Mm.
The sour-faced, dark-haired woman looks disappointed as Claire bites into a sandwich. Claire's in her car.
Look, Millie, your dad is due back in 72 minutes, you see?
That's how sad I am. I count the minutes still, but today, now, I'm dreading seeing him.
Claire, don't tell Dad. I'll be good, I swear.
Yeah, you will be good, because from now on, you're going to be on a very short leash. Oh, there she is.
Oh, Mrs. Harper. I don't know what Melanie was thinking of asking me to schlep all the way across town.
Military trucks are driving through the busy army base. A small group of women are clapping and cheering. A coach drives up and stops. Pete gets out and Millie runs up to him. He holds her tight.
You grown another foot since I went back?
Sam looks sulky. Pete hugs him.
So good to see you.
When you say see you, I'm afraid I've got a debrief with the CO.
Mum's me too.
It'll keep.
Sorry.
Still in combat, Pete's getting drinks at a quiet pub. He takes them to Stuart at a corner table.
Thanks. Off the record.
This conversation never happened.
Tom Raveley has spoken to me.
He's gone over my head.
He claims that the statement he gave after his brother's death, the one that chimes with yours, was a fudge. It's weighing heavily on his mind.
Pete reflects.
Matt Raveley fired his rifle on base, claimed it was an accident.
Which is backed up by your account.
Tom comes to me later in the day and says, no, Matt's head's gone, he wants out. So accident, nothing. He tried to shoot himself in the leg. So what would you have thought? The two brothers were colluding to get Matt sent home.
Raveley says if he reads out his statement under oath, he'll be committing perjury, and so will you. He's a popular soldier. If gossip on camp starts to spread...
That won't happen.
You and I both know in the army, rolls downhill. I'd hate to lose either of you.
Cheryl's holding a bunch of red roses.
I'll give you three guesses.
From Spain.
Tash, he can send as many bouquets as he likes. My place is with you, Alfie, and the baby.
In Spain.
Listen, wherever you see your future, I'm with you, not Glenn.
Louise is at home. She walks over to the phone.
Hi, Joe. I couldn't face talking to you.
What have I done?
Can we stop playing games, please? Tell me. Joe, I know. But I still deserve to hear you say the words. Just a simple yes or no. Are you still seeing her? So all those promises, the cottage in the country, that was all lies to keep me sweet. I can't live like this. I don't know. I don't know anything anymore.
She drops the phone. Claire comes out of the kitchen with a casserole.
Sam and Millie have already had theirs. Want to add sauce?
I'm sorry.
I know it goes with the territory, and I know you're a man in demand.
Millie comes in.
I'm off to Jade's geography assignment. Anyone see my keys?
Hang on. We agreed about you not going out.
No, I don't mind.
Pete.
Millie beams and gives her dad a kiss, throws Claire a look, and walks out.
God, don't be too hard on her. She's just a kid.
Rob's at a pub and Millie walks in, having changed into a dress.
Hey, Al. You all right?
Paula walks in with Howard. She looks around at the flashing lights and seems disapproving.
We're having a drink. We're not dancing on his grave. You worry too much.
She spots Cheryl.
Get a table. We're staying.
She walks past Cheryl, who jiggles to the music on a bar stool.
Party, is it? What would you have, Jim?
It's all right, I got my own, thanks. Vodka tonic, please, love.
So, Spain. I still have Easter, Alfie.
Oh, it's Natasha's decision.
Of course, you wouldn't persuade her to leave her friends and family.
She's my daughter.
Well, it suits.
No, you're polishing your halo, Howard.
Haven't we lost enough?
It's Natasha's decision.
There you go, on the house for Matt.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks. Cheers, love. Cheers.
Howard takes the drinks to Paula at a corner table. Cheryl suddenly seems to become aware of the singer in the next room and gets up to have a look. She covers her face and laughs. It's Glenn, a grey-haired guy in an open-necked red shirt. He puts on shades and looks over at her. They're in the pub garden.
Tasha needs me. I know you think of the bee's knees, but...
I'm modest with it.
But I haven't always been the best of mothers.
She turned out fine.
She turned out bloody wonderful.
Face it, you're not getting any younger.
Oh, so grab whatever scrag end I can find.
This is a lean pumping muscle of love. And this...
Oh.
I'm serious. You're the only woman for me.
Oh, yeah, not while Tessie O'Reilly's on this planet.
Cheryl, you can't be jealous of a bar.
No, there were three of us in that relationship.
So I want security. A comfortable future for us. Tasha and Alfie too, if you'll let me. Is that a crime?
Claire and Pete are sitting up in bed.
I've got you a surprise. I've booked us a night at Wakeford Hall.
When?
Wednesday. Thought we could try out the four-poster.
They both stop to listen to the sound, then Claire gets up and hurries down the hall in her dressing gown.
turn that
bloody music down.
She goes downstairs and Sam sticks his head out into the hallway. Millie gets home.
This is who? Sorry, are you sure you've got the right number?
Have you been drinking?
I've been studying.
With Rob.
Don't you trust anyone, Claire?
Millie.
Night then.
Millie heads to her room. Pete comes out with a phone.
That was a Mrs. Harper. Exactly when were you planning to fill me in on your job?
He goes back to the bedroom. She looks guilty and stays on the landing.
It's just so hard on the phone. I was trying to find the right time to tell you. I need something for me that makes me feel like I've got some kind of purpose.
Oh, thank God, a purpose. You've got the house, you've got looking after the kids. It's not like we need the money.
But I'm good at it, Pete. I can do it, unlike just about everything else here.
Oh, don't be silly.
Look, at work, they think Mrs. Harper's a ratbag, but I happen to know that her husband has agoraphobia, and so that kitchen is the absolute centre of their world, so it has to be right.
Well, having talked to Mrs. Harper, I'm with work.
Well, I'm not cut out for coffee mornings or rattling collection tins.
But flogging Formica.
No, it isn't as good as my last job, but we've all had to make compromises.
Yeah. Everyone except you.
Sam's at the breakfast table. He looks up at Pete, who seems taken aback. Millie and Claire watch him expectantly.
I suppose I've just carried on as normal.
He puts a hand on Sam's shoulder.
It's a fair comment. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I should have told you straight away.
So, family, any other secrets to offload?
Claire looks at Millie.
I've got a Saturday job, but it doesn't interfere with her schoolwork. At the Raveys cookhouse.
And Howard has been really lovely with her.
Good for you. What about you, Sam?
Too big to go up chimneys.
Louise drops her shopping in the street.
Oh, shh!
Carl walks up.
Step away from the oranges.
Oh, you're hilarious. Make yourself useful, will
you? Hey, what's up?
I'm late picking the girls up from Bally and now out me shopping to the... He charged me 5p each for these.
Hey, get the girls.
So you're busy.
Just go.
Thank you.
Tash is home with Alfie. She opens the post.
Hey, tiny little lad. Hey,
she starts to read and her face falls. She goes to Cheryl's room.
Mum? Mum?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cheryl and Glenn emerge from under the duvet. Tasha stares, then flounces out.
Tash. Oh.
Cheryl comes down in her dressing gown.
Tash. Look, he's not some bit of rough that I picked up from the boozer.
What's going on with this?
Glenn. He's come all the way from Malaga.
Should have known.
Tash, listen.
All that big talk. Carry Matt in your heart.
I meant it. Every word.
Spain wasn't about you and me and the kids. You were just using us to get back with him.
Carl's in Louise's kitchen unpacking the shopping.
The apples went under a bus.
I could drink my own body weight in this tonight.
He's not worth it.
You've heard.
Joe's a mug.
I can think of some other words for him.
Playing away. When he's got a wife like you at home. He's off his nut.
I wish you'd told him. He might have listened to you.
Howard and Tash at the Raveleys cookhouse. Millie's working there.
What did the visiting officer say?
Oh, you know, it's got to be done. Oh, that's overseas. Families find it helpful. It's not helping me. What about Paula?
Paula handles things her own way. We need this inquest, love. Need to understand exactly how Matt died, and then we draw a line and we get on with our lives.
What lives?
Hey, come on.
No, I'm serious. Matt was the glue that held us all together. Now he's gone.
Right. You've still got Alfie. You've still got your mum. And you've still got me and Paula, if you want us.
She looks upset.
Well, I don't deserve you.
He puts an arm round her and holds her close. Under a sunny blue sky, Tash is kneeling by Matt's grave, tidying the weeds and dead flowers. Alfie's nearby. Cheryl walks up in a brown leather jacket and tight jeans. She watches Tash for a moment, then crouches by the grave.
He says he can't live without me.
Send him to me, I'll show him how it's done.
Why don't you give Mulliger a try?
Oh.
You know, me and Glenn have talked about it. He's well up for it.
I've got the inquest.
After the inquest.
Live where?
Tash, don't cut your nose off to spite your face. Live with us.
My life's here. Matt's here.
But, well, then so am I. But I've bonded with Alfie. Do you think I'm just going to throw all that away? I want to see him grow up.
Just go, Mum.
Pete's getting into his messy uniform.
Oh, Sam, here. I got you this. The guys of the unit go crazy for these. It's an alarm clock, but it plays the call to prayer 5 times a day.
Cheers.
A musk-shaped plastic clock.
Daddy!
How was your day, wage slave?
£11 in tips.
Well, you can't spoil yourself in tips. That's my job.
Sam turns in the doorway and watches as Pete gives Millie a present. She opens the box. It's an iPad.
Thanks, Dad.
Sam shuffles out, puts on his hoodie and leaves the clock. Cheryl with Tash and Alfie.
You're gonna kiss?
Yeah. Be back when the baby's born, OK?
Yeah.
Try stopping me. Try all, sweetheart. Try, love.
Cheryl looks tearful and gets in a waiting cab.
Ciao, darling. Ciao, sweetheart. Ciao, lovely.
They're all lovely.
As the cab drives away, Tash starts to cry. Howard gets home to find a large parcel in the porch. He looks puzzled and carries it in. He enters the living room and starts to unwrap it. He treads down the brown paper and turns the picture round. He freezes and stares at the photo-like portrait of Matt in uniform. His face creases with pain. He leans the painting against the sofa and sits on the stairs. He buries his head in his hands and sobs.
Millie, have you seen my red necklace?
It's on my shelf next to my makeup.
Millie ambles back to the kitchen, then suddenly turns and races upstairs. Claire's in Millie's room clutching a bubble pack of pills.
You said I'd be sensible.
You said it wouldn't happen again.
Come on, we should have gone 10 minutes ago.
You had no intention of cooling it with Rob.
What's going on here?
Claire hides them as Pete enters in mess uniform.
You need to have a word with those dry cleaners.
Look, there's something you should know.
Millie looks desperate.
It didn't go to the dry cleaners. The waistcoat went to the dry cleaners, but it's a long story.
Yeah, will you tell me in the car? Come on. See you, Mish. Come on, you only get one chance to make a first impression.
Claire's in a black cocktail dress.
You look hot.
Bye, Sam!
Howard's in the kitchen at home. Paula comes in through the back door holding a cake tin. He goes over and hugs her.
Oh. Don't go out for months. And suddenly it's 2 nights in a row.
Well, our winnies is hardly a night out. She's made you a cake.
He waits a moment, then walks up behind her, takes hold of her arms and guides her into the living room. The painting's on the wall.
It was meant to be a surprise.
It was.
You hate it, don't you?
No, I don't.
You think I'm soft in the head for wanting a painting of him?
No, I don't.
Well, you didn't like the one Adrian Hemming's widow had done.
Because it made him look like Graham Norton. And that's Matt. They've caught him just right. I love it, Paula.
I hate it.
Because it's like him.
Because it isn't him.
She leaves the room. Night. The formal dining table's being set at the officers' mess. Portraits of past military men adorn the wood-panelled walls. Pete and Claire are by the fireplace.
Don't look now, but Lydia's come dressed in a sofa cover.
He glances over at Stuart and Lydia.
You frightened, I'll show you up.
No, you'll be fine, just remember. No talk of politics, religion.
Or soft furniture.
Or soft furniture.
How lovely to see you both.
Hello, how are you?
Pete.
May I borrow Pete for a moment?
Excuse me.
Lovely dress.
Thank you very much.
We've had confirmation. The inquest will be next week and you'll be required to take the stand. Look, I'm sorry to hit you with all this on your so-called R&R, but you do understand.
Absolutely.
You need to walk away with your reputation intact. And Mrs. Raveley needs to know that her son did not die in vain.
With a barely perceptible nod, Stuart walks off. Pete looks somber. Paula enters Matt's bedroom. She sits on the end of the bed and her face softens as she gazes at a smiling photo of him. He's sitting on a lawn in a sweatshirt and a pair of shades. She gently touches the photo. Tash is at home on the sofa staring into space. Her cheeks are wet with tears. She takes a sip from a large glass. At the mess, everyone's seated at the long table. Claire's sitting between Pete and Stuart.
No hand-eye coordination, I'm afraid. Be hopeless at golf.
No, Lydia said the same at first.
No, seriously, Stuart. If she didn't knock herself out, she'd knock her out.
Oh, my... Sorry.
That's my case.
So sorry.
Hazen? Mop this up, please.
Claire's knocked over her drink and Pete calls a waiter over. Claire stares at him. It's Rob. He recognises her and looks anxious. The mess dinner.
I need some air. My head's banging.
Wait for the speech. Just 10 minutes, tops.
Louise is home on the sofa. Hannah comes in.
Me? The calendar. We forgot.
I'll do it in the morning, sweetheart.
Hannah's in her night things. She crosses off a day on the calendar on the fridge.
How many sleeps till Daddy's home?
Too many, my love.
Stuart's giving his speech.
These are difficult times for the armed forces. Under attack on home soil, as well as overseas. And yet, would any of us here tonight, from private to major, choose any other way of life? I doubt it. And any other regiment. I know it. Ladies and gentlemen, I give thanks for my place in the 1st Battalion, Royal Laysham Regiment.
Royal Laysham Regiment.
They stand to drink. Claire hurries out. Rob's coming upstairs with coffee and Claire meets him on her way down.
You stay away from Millie. She's a child, for God's sake.
17, she said.
She's only 15.
Claire, found you some pills.
You're a star. Thank you.
She hurries back upstairs. Rob stares at Pete on the landing.
What was all that about? You and Hazlitt?
Oh, it's paracetamol, but you got there first. Look, this... I just can't shift this migraine. I'm gonna have to go.
No. Just hold on in there till the formal stuff's out.
I can't. Okay, I'm sorry.
She leaves the room watched by Rob. Paula's in Matt's room.
One day I know I feel home again.
She's propped up on his bed listening to music. Howard comes in.
One day...
Tasha's had a letter. They've confirmed the date for the inquest. Next week.
That's why Bartham's not been near. He'll have been told. No consorting with the family.
Paula, it's cause of death. Nothing more. Once this is out of the way, we can start to put our lives back together.
Get some answers at last.
He didn't OD on smack, love. He wasn't knocked down by a bus. He died doing something important. Don't sell that short, yeah?
He walks out. Rob's on his mobile in the kitchen at the officer's mess.
Hello? Millie, it's Rob. Call me back, it's urgent. Have your bollocks for breakfast, Adland. Shift yourself.
Claire and Pete at home.
I need a whiskey. Can I get you any?
No, thanks.
He goes to the kitchen and Claire hurries to the living room where Millie's in her night things.
You knew he was a squaddy. Like half his town. In your father's own battalion. Well, I've told him it's over.
It's not to you who I see. You're just some housekeeper in my father's shacks.
Listen to me. You can take the piss out of me all you like, but you don't do it to your father.
What's going on?
I've met someone. I love him.
He's from your battalion.
Millie shoots Claire a look, then watches her father expectantly.
You knew about this?
Well, I just found out.
Does he know you're my daughter?
No.
Are you sure?
Not till tonight.
Haslan. So that's why you were talking to him. It's got to stop.
No.
You are out of your depth.
I'm not.
I know these lads. I know how they talk.
He's not like that. We're serious about one another.
How serious? How serious?
He leans down close to her till they're face to face.
Oh, don't tell me.
Millie seems about to cry. Pete looks furious and slowly turns to Claire.
She's 15.
But she told him she was older.
It'll be all around the barracks. He smashed the Major's daughter. Where were you, flogging dishwashers? Why didn't you tell me?
I was trying to contain the situation. That's my job, isn't it? Army wife, ring-fence the problem, provide a solution so your husband can keep his mind on the job.
Ring-fence a rape?
But it wasn't a rape.
Sexual assault, sex with a minor, whatever you call it, it is not legal.
He goes over to the mantelpiece and picks up the phone.
No, Pete, no, don't involve the police.
I'll deny it. You can't prove it. It'll be my word against yours.
He storms out of the room, taking off his mess jacket.
Wait, Dad, don't go!
Rob sweeping the floor of the mess kitchen. Pete strides in.
I swear to God, she told me she was 17.
Pete floors him. He gets home and Claire goes out to the hallway to meet him.
Did you hit him?
He takes off his jacket.
You're an officer. Did anyone see you?
He turns to her with a look of contempt and heads to the kitchen. Claire goes upstairs.
Sam?
The bed in his dark blue room is made and he's not there.
Sam?
She hurries downstairs and gets her phone from her bag. Then checks the landline.
Hi, this is Janice from Whitfield Hall about the wedding package.
Hi, it's Sam. I'm at my dad's in case anyone hadn't noticed. I'll ring you in the morning.
He's at Martin's? And you didn't know?
No, I didn't know. Happy now? I've been so busy chasing after your bloody daughter, I forgot my own son.
Claire.
No, don't say it. I know what you're going to say. I'm a terrible mother.
No, I wasn't.
Well, do you know what? I didn't used to be. I'm just not cut out for this. I've tried so hard, but I am not army wife material. I'm not Angela. And if this is her life, then I don't want it.
ITFC audio description. Next time.
The CO tells me you want to change your witness statement in court.
I think my brother deserved better than this exercise in arse covering, sir.
Just tell the truth, love.
That's all we want to hear.
Your own son's private letter? Where is your loyalty?
Where's the loyalty to us?
Please, Claire, don't do anything hasty.
It's a bit late for that.
For a bomb that killed Matt, you tell him that!
Right, come on, you, bed.
Ooh. How come half a Halation knew before I did?
How?
You knocking around with him?
Why are you playing that, Paula?